Hi, today we're going to talk about books that inspire me to keep going in my business. So I love the library. I go there once I've completed reading the books that I've checked out, or else I haven't finished the book and I just don't think I'm going to get through it. Then I'll go to the library and select some new ones. So first of all, a few books that I've been reading lately. One is called Blueprint to Business, An Entrepreneur's Guide to Taking Action, Committing to the Grind, and Doing the Things That Most People Won't. It's by Michael Alden. And so what this book is about, it's about defining your success as an entrepreneur, the ins and outs, what maybe you have going on that is you're stuck in some way or you just can't get through figuring it out. Well, this guy gives like a blueprint and a way that you can set up your success, but also knowing that failure happens and just pushing through it to making better decisions next time or having different systems in place so that you can get to where you want to go. So it's a really good book, very easy to read, and has different sections in it that have like business building tips throughout the book. So I really recommend that one. The next one I've just started is Grit, The Power of Passion and Perseverance by Angela Duckworth. And she's a psychologist and she has done amazing work that really focuses on how people have become successful and what they've done. Is it's not just about getting into the best schools or learning the exact things that you need to do. It's actually about people that have grit and the way that they apply it so that they can get through those hard times. She was talking about a story about the Naval Academy and how people, the research that they did there, the psychologist, were trying to figure out how some people can't make it through the intensive boot camp type situations, whereas other people that they figure would never make it, they make it. And it comes down to grit, and that's what I'm learning about in this book. So I'm looking forward to actually starting to dig into that one. I just started the other day. And another book that I'm reading right now is I Will Teach You to Be Rich. It's by Ramit Sethi. I might be saying his name wrong, but this is the second edition. And this is about just figuring out the basics of business and also what you're doing in your business so that you have no excuses. It says just a 6 weeks program that works. So the first part of it really talks about like finances and getting yourself out of debt and just looking at your overall situation that you may be in and why you're in it. So really makes a lot of sense. And those that want to learn more about like financing and just how to apply that towards your life and your business, this guy makes a lot of sense. So I'm looking forward to reading that. I'm just in it maybe 30 pages so far, and a lot of the applications I look forward to applying. So those are the three books that I'm kind of trying to finish up this month. If I don't get to all of them, it's okay. I can renew them or I can just check them back to the library and check them out again. The new book that I have and I really am looking forward to reading on my computer is The Power of Positive Thinking, Your Ultimate Guide to Finding Success and Happiness in Life. So if any of you would like that book, I have it actually on my computer. And if you go and subscribe to facebook.com/GenStarMedia, and then you send me a message and you want that book, let me know and I'll send you a copy. The book is all about the positive thinking and ways that you can make this happen, how do happy people find good in the world, deciding to be happy, positive attitude and action. Chapter 2 discussed the benefits of having a positive thinking. I've read so much recently about how if we just do 3 things a day, like being grateful for those 3 things, then it rewires our brain, the neurological connections in our brain, so that we have a happier outcome in life and we can maintain that and become happier. Chapter 3 is how to recognize your blue thoughts. So obviously we do get unhappy in life, but just being able to recognize that can reprogram how you're thinking. Chapter 5 gives tips to train your mind for positive thinking. Chapter 6, the role of language we use. So when we're self-talking to ourselves, if we can use some positive affirmations, things that are bringing us up instead of bringing us down. Chapter 7, steps on how to train your mind to think positive. So you scan your day for those things that bring positive things to your life. And chapter 8, thinking systems for success, planning positive future. And that's pretty much it. So it's a pretty easy book. There are 81 pages, but you can skim through them if you want on your computer or your phone. An easy read and pleasant experience. So I just wanted to give everyone that update. Those are the business books that I'm reading right now. Again, if you want that positive, the power of positive thinking book, please just go to facebook.com/GenStarMedia. And I would look forward to giving you a copy. Just direct message me saying that you wanted to request that. That'll be it. So good luck, everyone, with today's business success. May it go well for you. And if I have new books, obviously, in the future, which I love the library, so you'll be hearing again from me in regards to books. Hopefully I can do this once a month in regarding what I've been reading and what I encourage others to read. If you have any other tips too, just send them my way. I look forward to discussing new and interesting social media. And like I say, it's always changing, and that's the way I love to see new things pop up. So looking forward to that. Thanks again. Again, my website is genstarmedia.com. I also have growalocalbusiness.com. And those are two websites that I'm looking forward to sharing with everyone. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.